Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That men would dress up as women to get access to children because they're perverts. If you think that, you're a transphobe and obviously a bigot. And there's no evidence to support that theory, by the way. Oh, wait, what's this? Here's the Berkshire Police in England. Recognize this person? We're investigating an incident at the Thiel station and releasing CCTV images in connection. A person exposed their genitals to two teenagers and masturbated in a station shelter. And, of course, it's a man dressed like a woman. Now, tell me, why would a man dress like a woman to go masturbate to teenagers at a train station shelter? Why would he do that? Oh, I know why. Because he knows if he does that dressed as a woman, you're a bigot if you say anything about it. So if you're a pedophile, that's obviously frowned upon and bad. But if you're a transgender pedophile, that is all good, baby, baby. CCTV images released after indecent exposure. So man dresses as a woman, masturbates to kids at a train station. And but don't dare call him a pervert because that's a transgender person, you bigot. Now, this is really just sick stuff here. I wasn't going to cover this, but then I saw two stories, and so somebody's got to mention this. This is just out of control. So it was an opinion piece originally that got syndicated on a bunch of news platforms, and it made the New York Post, and that's where I saw it. And I was going to just discount it, but then there was a follow-up, and I was like, okay, I'll cover it now. Nadia Bocati, why No Nut November needs to stop. And there's this thing called No Nut November that it's mostly for men, and it's this promotion to stop watching porn and stop masturbating. And that's a good health thing. It's a good mental health thing, physical health thing. So it's a trend that happens in November for men. And this blogger, I assume it's a woman. I don't think it's a transgender, but whatever. I don't know about the blogger. So the blogger says, oh, it's bad. It's bad to shame people for masturbating. It's bad to shame people for watching porn. It's actually healthy. It's actually good. Okay, fine. You can believe that. I don't believe that. And then even goes as far as to blame Christianity, saying, oh, it's propaganda. It's a psyop that you think watching porn or masturbating is a bad thing or a sinful act. That's not real. That's just programmed into your head. And so, you know what? Even if I would accept that, And you wanted to make the debate that watching porn and masturbating was not a degenerate act, which is just a ridiculous argument, but fine. You know what, then? I would say, good. I'm glad that my parents raised me with enough dignity to know that watching porn and masturbating is a despicable, degenerative act, and I should be ashamed of myself if I do it. So you know what? Good. Count that as a win for Christianity. But here's why I had to cover this. Then I turn the page, and there's this. Priests and nuns watch porn online too, says Pope Francis. They just want you to be a pervert. They want you to watch porn. They want you to be a sex addict. They want you to be a porn addict. So no, I'm glad I was raised Christian. I'm glad I read the Bible. I'm glad I was told it's a degenerative act. I'm glad I was shamed. Thinking, yeah, if you masturbate and watch porn, you should be ashamed. I'm glad I was raised that way. Call it Christian bigotry, good. But see, here's all the stories. They have them all pulled up. Oh, porn's good for you. No, it's not. It's just as addicting as any other drug, and it's horrible for you, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You think your ancestors sitting around watching you touch yourself is a good thing? You should be embarrassed. But see, it all comes back to the trans stuff, folks. NHS warning, many trans kids merely going through a phase. Well, that doesn't matter. Chop them up so that it's a permanent thing. Another disturbing all-ages drag show caught on camera. Yeah, see, they want you and your children to be addicted to porn And then when you try to say, hey, you shouldn't do that, that's bad. Oh, you're a Christian bigot. Don't shame them for doing that. It's fine. It's good. It's actually healthy. No, it's not. Stop lying to children. Stop sexualizing children. You are despicable beasts for promoting this activity.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's tomorrow's news today, and you got it. And Ollie Alexander had it, because earlier this week, he reported that Elon Musk would take over by Friday and make all the executive firings. Here is Ollie Alexander. Earlier this week, before everyone else, he had the story. Here it is.
I'm going to tell you this. As sure as I'm sitting here now, they're not going to stop Elon Musk from acquiring Twitter. We are going to expose to the world the PSYOP information game that has gone on. The deal will close this week, as I was the first person in the country to telegram out over a week ago. And let me go ahead and break news. Okay. Let me break news that not even the Wall Street Journal or Business Insider has. Let me break news on the Stone Zone. I can announce exclusively that Elon Musk plans to serve as the CEO of Twitter. He will not just be running it as its major owner. No. And there is an investment group that is investing alongside Elon Musk. Elon Musk plans to take the helm himself. He's staring down the Biden administration. He's staring down the Marxists. He's staring down the pedophiles, the Satanists, and everybody else opposed to him. And Elon Musk, Ollie Alexander, is exclusively reporting on the Stone Zone, will serve as its CEO. He'll be CEO of three companies, and you can bet your butt that the Biden administration will then come after him, but only after he's taken the helm. And we're going to clean house. And by we, I just mean free thinkers.
So there it is, folks. Tomorrow's news today from Ollie Alexander. And by the way, they have gone after Elon Musk. He's got multiple probes into him. He's got probes into Tesla. So they are coming after him with the government. But just like Donald Trump, he's clean. There's nothing there. And he's a lot less controversial and hated than Donald Trump. So there's not many teeth to those investigations. But they are going after Elon Musk now as well with the deep state. So Ollie Alexander joins me live now here on the Alex Jones Show. Ollie, let me just let you kind of take the helm here with the news breaking today. You had it earlier this week, but now the news is out. Elon Musk takes over Twitter. A bunch of questions. When will the censorship be relinquished? When will people like Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Ollie Alexander, myself and others get their accounts back? What is it like over there now with 75% of the staff getting fired, including the two big executives that clearly have no American values in their principles, in their heart, and their souls? Ollie Alexander, you broke the news first. What do you have for us today?
You know, well, first, I want to say, Owen, today you're running a hell of a show. I just watched the past half hour, and it's amazing to watch you break the news, make the news, teach people how to analyze the news. And I think that that's what we're doing here now together. But, you know, I think that, look, I think that Alex and you and I, we've approached this issue where we've seen Elon Musk as an ally, as somebody who wants to restore the public square. And you and I also know that, you know, we're better at debating our enemies and battling our enemies in the public square than our opponents are. You know, we're not with Elon with the electric vehicles. We're not with Elon on the transhumanism. But we do need this hero. The question is begged, why wasn't there a right-wing billionaire who came in and bought the New York Times or bought the Washington Post or bought Twitter or saved us from Facebook censorship? What we've got to do is have a coalition, frankly, of the willing. And that includes Ye, that includes Elon Musk and anybody else who wants a more normal America. And so, you know, I've got sources embedded in Twitter and in around Elon, and all of the stuff I'm hearing is really good. What I'm hearing is that they don't have a formal process to reverse the permanent suspensions, but Elon himself has made that one of his top three priorities. His investors are on board with this. They're ready for troubled storms. There are investors at SpaceX. There are investors at Tesla that know that they're going to have to pay the price for Elon's political bravery, frankly, at Twitter. And this isn't about money. I really hate to see, you know, some of the dumb analysis when people say, oh, you know, certainly Elon could take or is taking Twitter private and could make a couple multiples of his investment. But that's not usually why you're investing this much money. When you're investing this much money, you know, you want to 10x your money. You want to do something more. There's no opportunity with taking Twitter private and then putting it back on the public market maybe in 3 to 5 years. There's no opportunity to make that much money. So this is a headache. This is a sacrifice. It's going to hurt other businesses he owns. And quite frankly, the SEC wasn't against Elon as much as they should have been or could have been during the Trump administration, because Trump was busy pumping up the market. And so now we're in a different environment. It is Elon is taking a lot more risk on behalf of putting us all on and taking all of the heat. And frankly, I can't wait. I can't wait till we actually see a demand market, a demand based market on the right, that, you know, people are missing the Roger Stones and the Owen Schroyers and the Alex Jones, and they're not fully aware of the plight that you're going through after January 6th, or that I'm going through, or that Alex is going through. Too much of even the right is hypnotized by some of these false narratives, and here we are to give them market options.
Well, and your explanation of, I mean, the risk you could say that Elon Musk is taking, I think of it more of a it's more of a risk of love, where he genuinely doesn't mind taking a massive financial loss if that ends up being the case on Twitter, because he truly believes in free speech. And I think, as somebody that Elon Musk that uses Twitter, I think he just likes it. He likes Twitter. He likes the engagement. He likes the interaction. He likes to be able to put something out and everybody around the world can see it. He likes tweeting images and videos of his rocket ships going up into space. It's something he actually likes. It'd be like if somebody bought a baseball team or a football team or something because they like the sport. Most owners of professional teams don't make much money on the teams until they sell them again. They might even take a loss, but they love their Chicago Bears or they love their New York Mets or whatever it is. So they buy it. They don't care. It's just something that they love to have. I kind of view that as what Elon Musk is doing. Now, you said there's three priorities. Doing something about the permanent suspensions is one. There's no infrastructure or button or anything to click, so that's obviously going to be a bit of a process. We can dig into that in the next segment. But what are the other two priorities, or can you tell us the other two priorities that Elon Musk has after taking over Twitter just 24 hours ago?
Well, I'll speak to the personnel issue, and then I'll leave one as a mystery. But on the personnel issue, I haven't myself been able to independently confirm the 75% number that's been reported around. It seems to me very difficult actually to lay off 75% of Twitter. You know, behind the scenes, you and I have had conversations following your banning, and I've had conversations with Alex to kind of describe how the Twitter infrastructure is a lot different than Facebook. You know, a lot of people think of these companies as competitors when they're really not. Facebook has 15,000 data points on every American user. Twitter has something like 15. And so it's very, very difficult to compare these companies. Twitter has less than 10% of the employees than Facebook. So I don't see a 75% halt. But the great thing is that we've gotten rid of four bad executives. So he fired the CEO, he fired the CFO, he fired basically the general counsel. I call her the JJ, who was the worst demon at the company. But also, over a week ago, we lost Del Harvey. She quit before she could get she could get suspended. She has ties, reportedly, to Antifa. And so she has been a very big problem. So I say Vijayjay and Del Harvey were the two names that I've always alluded to, that I've talked to Gavin McInnes and yourself and Alex Jones in private, and said these are the people that need to go. These are the people that need to get pushed out, because they were holding the board hostage. They were holding other executives hostage. And so the personnel issue and kind of setting that tone that, hey, you can stay if you're down with the new rules. But if you're not down with the new rules, then you got to go. But I'll say this. I think that Elon is going to try to move us to a different model that's not so ad dependent. And that's one of his personal priorities and his priorities he's had for decades. Now he sees an opportunity with Twitter in moving on that.
And of course, if it's not so ad dependent, the excuse that the leftists had to ban free speech because of the sponsors or the advertisers or the marketers complaining about it, that power, those teeth go away. I want to continue on the personnel issue when we come back, because I got a couple follow-up questions for Ollie Alexander on that. But yes, good riddance to the dirty commies, the entitled brats that wanted to censor you on Twitter. Goodbye.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It certainly is a time. It certainly is a season. And, you know, we're getting into the personnel issues here with Ali Alexander on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in at Twitter. I kind of want to, though, in the... Just hearing that song coming in, Ali, maybe just kind of stray from the path real quick. Because I'm hearing this... I'm noticing this. I'm seeing this in real time. Forget about what the results of the midterms end up being. I feel like Americans are starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. They're starting to see things that are bringing them hope that America can come back to its once greatness, that the liberal left ideology and everything that comes with it is in their final death throes and finally revealing itself in its final play to try to conquer us. Are you feeling that same energy? Are you getting that same vibe? I know you're somebody that likes to kind of go off of those vibes, those energies, try to tune into those frequencies like me. Are you getting that same energy? Are you getting that same reverb, not just internally, but externally from talking to people and seeing people?
It's so funny. You know, we're definitely in sync. So 60 days ago, I felt like my spirit was saying, you know, wow, you're noticing all this great content, you know, Alex. Frankly, I thought, just this is me speculating, I thought that Alex, a depression had lifted off of Alex, and that he was ready to see the trials ahead of them as what they were instead of imagining what they could be. And oftentimes lawfare is designed to give you kind of this cognitive dissonance about what outcomes could be achieved. And I watched, you know, our friend kind of say, okay, well, you know, if you're going to crucify me, I'm going to make you do it in public. I was also watching Alex Stein, and he was just killing it. And I got this sense that I hadn't seen since Andrew Breitbart. And I was like, man, you know, I miss Andrew. And Alex Stein has some of that jovial energy, that happy warrior energy that few possess like he did. And then I was watching, you know, yourself. I was watching Nicholas J. Fuentes. And I said, we're on the eve of a content renaissance. Okay, well, then 6 weeks later, here we are, you know, and now we're 3 weeks into this thing, 2 weeks into this thing. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling it, and it's very tough to describe, because then what I do, you know, when you're feeling this frequency, is you call the other people that you know are empaths or spiritually inclined. You say, are you feeling something? Are you noticing anything? And no one can name what's going on. You know, is this 2016 energy part two? Is this the great meme war? You know, what exactly are we seeing? And I'm not sure. I think that we're purposely not being given a descriptor of what this is, because it's still formulating. But I'll tell you this, today, the kind of the clarity that I'm coming to is that we're being, the handcuffs are coming off. We're being allowed to fight. We're about to be given an opportunity to do the right thing. And I think that we were given that opportunity during Stop the Steal, and that's why the deep state subverted it and inverted it. I think that we were given that opportunity, unfortunately, during the pandemic. And I think that the Trump administration, through Operation Warp Speed, you know, failed that test. I think America has failed a lot of tests. I think that we might be given one opportunity to do the right thing, to come together on basic truths. the due process violations of the those criminally charged on January 6th. This meme about the election. Do we want elections that have integrity or not? Can we have a public square where both sides can duke it out? I mean, these are fundamental questions on whether or not we can be a society or not. So I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the frequency. And, you know, it's corny to some, but it's uncanny that all the people who really tuned in are all feeling this. And I'll note this. The Ye interview with I forgot which interview Ye said this in, but he's like, I was giving it. Oh, this was when the Daily Mail had a paparazzi person outside a facility that Ye was at. He said, I was given all this money to lose it all. And this was before he lost the Adidas deal, which took $1.5 billion from his net worth. Elon Musk himself could really stand to lose more than half his net worth, and people don't realize it. And, you know, you and I and Alex, you know, we've got the government coming after us. We've got civil litigants coming after us, and we could lose everything. Now is the opportunity to take that founder's pledge and pledge our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor together, because really, come on, the deep state, the NWO, they need slaves. They don't really want us dead. They'll kill a couple of us if they have to, but they really want slaves, and if we can just push them back, we can push them back for 50 years, 100 years, and prep the next generation to feel this fight. But I'm definitely feeling the vibe, Owen.
Well, and it's kind
of
like,
are you?
Well, yeah. And I, you know, it's not that I can even put words into it. I can more just describe a situation where we've been scratching and clawing for so long, trying to expose the globalists, trying to expose the left-wing ideology. We've been destroyed in that process. Now here we are, broken and destroyed, but on the eve of victory, because now the globalists are exposing themselves. Now the radical liberal left is exposing themselves. It's almost like we've been completely handicapped and removed from the fight in so many ways. It's almost like we're sitting here nailed, strapped to the wall and just staring, just death staring them like, yeah, what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? Because everybody else is starting to wake up all around them. And that's why the midterms are so imperfect. I mean, win or lose, they can't put the cat back into the bag. Win or lose, the genie is out of the bottle. And if you see election results in the midterms with Carrie Lake not winning or Blake Masters not winning or Oz not winning, I mean, if people doubting the 2020 election, that was just the beginning. I mean, the landslide of people waking up and not trusting the elections or the politicians or the mainstream news is going to be 100-fold. And so, yeah, that kind of enters us into a new danger zone that a lot of people aren't used to. But we've lived in this danger zone. We're like buried in the graveyard of the danger zone, just like hoping to get a little air, a little water to touch us. So that's kind of the analogy that I see here. The average American is now catching up at light speed to where the rest of us have been for so long.
And you've always said this, you know, you've always said, you know, it's me now, but it's my listeners next. And not enough people realize this. This system of oppression is scalable, whether it's deplatforming, lawfare, fake criminal charges, accusations, you know, deep fake videos and memes. It's all scalable. And so, you know, we've got to take this opportunity to hold fast to each other like brothers and really support each other. And that's the opportunity that replatforming on Twitter is. I haven't been able to pay all my legal bills, but if I have my Twitter account, I can. And so they cannot disrupt the dissidents in this movement, and democracies and republics rely on the perception that there is a consensus amongst the people. And what you and I, and frankly the corporations, know is that there is no consensus among the American public, because they haven't been given at least two options, and there's more than two options. We want our options. The American people deserve options. And so, you know, I think that this is a fascinating time to be alive. And like you said, you and I, we're already dead. We're already dead. But the Bible tells us, right, that we can be resurrected. And in this fight, we're sort of being resurrected. I mean, it's the ninth inning, you know, we're at the 8-yard line, and it's just, or not the ninth inning, we're at fourth down and, you know, the 8-yard line. And it's just kind of weird. It's kind of freaky. And I'm loving it. And this is God. This isn't our Republican leaders. This is God.
No, absolutely. 100% right. Couldn't agree more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get back to the issue at hand with the personnel at Twitter. And as we're sitting here talking, Elon Musk has just put out a huge tweet. Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Look,
I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Folks, quickly, this situation with the Pelosi House home invasion is spiraling out of control right now. And so, you know, I had mentioned it earlier, and I said I was going to lay off of the coverage, and then there was some breaking news in it. Now I'm looking at all the new breaking news, and folks, this thing is just, it's just totally out of control. But you notice when Paul Pelosi was driving a vehicle inebriated with a woman in the car with him,
and almost killed somebody. You notice how they didn't have a big problem with that. Did you ever hear about that victim of Paul Pelosi? No, you didn't. But you're going to hear all about this protester that somehow got his way into Pelosi's open house through two, three, four lines of security, cameras and everything. No videos from that night. I'm surprised Pelosi didn't have a documentary film crew there filming when the guy entered the house like she did on January 6th. But we'll get more into that later because I do have a couple questions. Ollie did write a story about the Pelosi cover-up. But I want to get back into the Twitter personnel thing now, Ollie. And so this tweet from Elon Musk just came out moments ago. Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes. Can you give us more insider information on that or any other personnel information in regards to that?
Well, it was interesting because a bunch of friends asked me, do we need to create new accounts? And what I was told is that we likely wouldn't need new accounts. But additionally, you know, it's not like I'm some reporter full time or something. My own view was that if we were going to be forced to create new accounts, then I was going to go hog wild, and bad things happen when I go hog wild. So I was like, no, we need our old accounts back. It sounded like that was the consensus that was forming. And then I was told, you know, what do you think? You know, I was asked, what do you think the process looks like for people like yourself coming back? And I said, look, I'm okay with a little bit of a mea culpa. There are certain things that, you know, I'm willing to concede to get back on the battlefield. And I think that something that we, you know, the way that we approach this needs to be very, very prudent. And I said, you know, you guys do need a process. If this looks like Elon is ruling by fiat instead of giving a vision that is then policy is formed around that, then it's not sustainable. We need a succession plan for Elon's vision. And you know, I think that that's what people in the Valley and good executives believe, too. And so today I think that you're seeing him announce part of those first steps that there needs to be a process. And so I've had a couple friends file their appeals, and I'm not wasting my time on the appeals. People like me and people like you, Owen and Alex and Roger Stone and Laura Loomer, we have additional locks on our account because we're newsworthy individuals. And so we just got to trust the process. We got to let the process create itself. We got to participate in the process, and we got to push back when we think that the process is going to lead to long-term bad outcomes. But right now, he's attempting to set up something that is encouraging of dialogue. I think that I told people we'll be back soon. It'll be sooner than you expect, but not immediate. And I think that Elon, with this news today, is letting people know that, you know, once again, I was ahead of the media.
Well, and I will just go ahead and say this now. I logged into my Twitter account for the first time in a while last night. And ever since I was banned years ago, by the way, they never gave me any reason for the ban. The only thing I could derive for any reason was, I think it was either a Newsweek or a Daily Beast story or a Politico story where I was on a live stream, and I'm not kidding you folks, I coughed. I coughed on a live stream, and whoever it was, Daily Beast, Politico, said, Owen Schroyer needs to be banned from Twitter. He coughed on a live stream during the pandemic. Not even kidding you folks. That was that. Now, so after they published that story of me coughing on a live stream during the pandemic, after they published that, I was banned the next day. Never got an email from Twitter, never got 1, 2, 3 strikes, never had a tweet linked that they offered if you delete this or correct it, we'll get rid of it. No, just boom, wiped off of Twitter with that. Now, at that time, I could log into my account, but there was nothing there. It was the picture of the egg as my profile. It was the standard open your account avatar, and I couldn't access any of the tweets or any information. There it is right there. It was Media Matters. Twitter is facilitating the promotion of an InfoWars host rally that will flout Texas's social distance order. And you can see they have the picture of me coughing. They put the picture of me coughing on the front page. Then they said, look, he coughed during a live stream during a pandemic. He needs to get banned. I logged into my account for the first time last night. I could see my profile picture. I could see my old tweets. And for the first time ever, I was able to appeal my suspension. Now, again, I'm not expecting there to be any you know, immediate action on that. But clearly something has changed where it used to be when I logged in, it was the egg picture, couldn't see any of the metadata, nothing, couldn't appeal, nothing. Now I can look in and see all my old stuff and appeal. I even got a response from the Twitter support team. So something is in the works. I mean, do you know? I mean, this could just be the Twitter people hiding all their crimes ahead of Elon Musk taking over and changing all the algorithms and code and stuff so that he can't see what they've really done. Or have there been moves maybe made behind the scenes, just little stuff that has happened?
Well, yeah, and there's a notification inside of your profile that says it's in read-only mode. And this is important because I think it's going to it charts a path forward for sites that want to be an alternative authentication. So, you know, like I use my Twitter to log in to a site called like producthunt.com. So I haven't been able to log into Product Hunt because I don't sign in into Twitter. And I've never created an alternative account or anything else like that. But what I'll say is that while the deal was going through and Elon was making its bid, the Twitter team kind of had a fiduciary duty to continue to follow its insane policies, because that's what its CEO wanted them to do, and that's what their board wanted them to do. So they kind of had a legal right to keep wasting money, frankly. I mean, tens of millions of dollars spent of the shareholders' money that Elon's going to repeal. But they also needed to start making moves with a smaller team that showed good faith efforts and preserved data and did all kinds of other things, because Elon also assumes all of Twitter's liabilities. So as long as Twitter disclosed the liabilities to him, Elon now assumes those liabilities. So if I wanted to sue Twitter tomorrow, I would be suing Elon's Twitter. There's no past Twitter to sue. And so as far as I understand it, you know, Twitter basically took two tracks where 80% of their actions were anti-Elon. And they tried to kill the deal. They tried to, you know, do all kinds of dirty things behind the scenes. But 20% of it was the board of directors and the executives for legal reasons needing to show good faith. And I still haven't tried to log into my account. I'm just going to wait. I've been just fine for 21 months. And, you know, I'll wait another month or two if I need to.
By the way, do you know how Parag and Vijaya were able to fandango a deal that they get fired and make $200 million collectively on their exit? How did they get that deal done?
I mean, it's a part of your deal when you become an executive. So one, when you become at that level of a publicly traded company, your severance packages are in one sense pre-negotiated, and then on the way out they're also renegotiated. And so there's a windfall of sorts because Elon paid above the valuation of Twitter, above the market cap of Twitter stock. Not only that, that was when the stock, before the stock market fell out. So it's kind of like a double windfall for them, and good riddance to them. I mean, just absolutely good riddance to them.
Yeah, but I'm sure, you know, they're good liberals, so they'll turn around and probably give that hundreds of millions to, you know, a charity organization or something like that, because they're good liberals, and they hate the rich, right? I mean, come on. We know they hate the rich so much. Oh, except when it's their money, they love the rich. Kind of like Bono, who's worth almost $1 billion, and Bono now comes out and says, wait a second, I was wrong. Capitalism is the answer. Capitalism is good. It's rich people that can save the world. What? Bono's a capitalist now? It couldn't be. No, Bono.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here with Ollie Alexander on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in, and you know, I said this earlier. I was hesitant, and I was going to wait to cover the latest out of the Pelosi home invasion, and then I kind of got into it and broke the latest news. And it's not that I regret that, but I think I kind of jumped the shark a little bit because now the propaganda is overwhelming, and so I kind of jumped the shark before the major propaganda hit. Now it's full on. They're blaming Trump. They're blaming Trump supporters. They're saying, look, Trump supporters are trying to kill politicians. Of course, ignoring the legitimate assassins that went and shot Steve Scalise, went and tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh, and all the other Democrat assassins. They ignore that. And so that just shows you that, yes, this is, whether it was designed to be this way or not, it is being used for political propaganda. And so there's a lot of questions. I don't really want to get into it now. I just want to say this. It looks like, however deep this goes, it looks like this might be an attempt at a big October surprise ahead of the midterms initiated out of the home invasion of Paul Pelosi. Now, I'm going to have to sit and wait as more information is incoming on this to really do a deep analysis and give you what I think my perspective is. I kind of jumped the shark on it a little bit, but now I'm seeing it's like it's full on, folks. They're really going to try to make this the big story this weekend and blame Trump and blame conservatives and say, look, they're all terrorists. And there's still a lot of questions remaining that are pretty obvious to the people watching. But Ali, I don't really necessarily want to get into that, but it's all in the same vein to me as January 6th. Oh, January 6th, worst day since 9/11. And yet somehow Nancy Pelosi has a documentary film crew following her around all day. Wow, what perfect timing. And then they release the videos to the public right before the midterms. Turns out her son-in-law is there with the QAnon shaman. Wow, what are the odds of all of that happening? So you wrote a story the other day, though. This is so incredible, actually. Pelosi cover-up. Now we know why Democrats lied about Trump's National Guard offer. Ali, there's a story every once in a while that is an open shut case. You know, a lot of these times there's a lot of hearsay, a lot of opinion, and you kind of have to crawl through the mud, if you will. You never come out clean trying to figure out what's going on. With this story, it's clean. It's clear cut as day. We have the receipts of Trump asking for the D.C. police to be enhanced that day, and Mario Bowser saying no. We have the receipts. We have the receipts of Trump asking for the National Guard to be initiated by Nancy Pelosi on that day. We have the receipts of her standing it down. And now they say, oh, it's Trump's fault. Trump stood down the police. Trump stood down the National Guard. What? We literally have the evidence, the phone calls, the emails, the texts, it's all there. And then they run stories saying it's not. You covered that for the Gateway Pundit. Try to put this into perspective for the audience here. Just how ludicrous this is. The sun rises in the west. Water is not wet. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, you know, Owen, it's really tough because there's a story and a meme that the public understands. And that's that Trump and the committee are fighting something about National Guard, something, something, something. And then there is how it relates to the law. This literally affects the criminal defendants. This literally affects people targeted by the January 6th Select Committee, like myself, and what we knew and what we didn't know. And this literally affects whether or not Trump can be charged with a crime that Liz Cheney is trying to whip up support for a criminal referral from the committee. And there's internal battles going on in the committee. And so what's interesting is I have to tell this story in a chronological way, in a compelling way that also had the receipts. And I didn't want anyone to overlook it because the story sounds familiar. We know that Trump and the committee have been fighting over the National Guard. What I did not know, I was missing one piece of the puzzle, one piece of the puzzle that I was missing. And Nancy Pelosi's daughter provided that for us. And what I think is illegal footage. It is illegal footage. And let me say this. Nancy Pelosi's daughter is holding on to footage that might be exculpatory evidence for all these criminal defendants. We have evidence that Nancy Pelosi authorized her daughter in a professional capacity. A lot of people can focus on the personal capacity. She was there in a professional capacity. Her husband
works. And by the way, just so people understand this, that means there's a paper trail. That means there's requests. I mean, you have to get access there. There's a bunch of sign-offs and a routine to get that access. It's not like she can just show up with a camera crew.
Right. And so we know that there was all kinds of clearance. There was talking with the U.S. Capitol Police. The Speaker of the House has U.S. Capitol Police. I mean, you know, we should eventually talk about, well, not on this show, but we should talk soon about Nancy Pelosi's home break-in, because that there's a lot of questions there. And I had a source tip me off right before I came on air. So that's a whole nother thing. But look, the fact is that Nancy Pelosi's daughter was given privileges that other members of Congress weren't. She was with the people who secure the continuity of government, and she filmed the whole thing. We need that footage released. She has this footage. How did Nancy Pelosi, who has watched other and overseen and participated in January 6th lawful objections at the congressional level, how was she able to know that this time she wanted it filmed?
Well, let's try to make this a little more palatable for the audience to sink their teeth into. Folks, this would be like if Nancy Pelosi invited her daughter and a documentary film crew into
you know, let's say the basement of the White House when Biden and Pelosi were discussing nuclear secrets or if they're going to nuclear strike Russia or something, and she had her film crew in there filming it. And obviously, there would be extreme violations there of U.S. government policy and code if she did that. But you're saying that on a lower level, that's basically the access that she was given.
It's the access she was given. It was unlawful. For example, they film a conversation with Nancy Pelosi and former Governor Hogan in Maryland. Maryland is a two-party consent state. She either broke the law or she didn't. You know, I think Virginia might be a one-party state. D.C. is definitely a one-party state. But they're also filming conversations, national security conversations, with the sitting attorney general, the secretary of the Department of Defense, and none of these people had communication with the president at the time. This was a violation of the separation of powers. They were filming national security conversations, and HBO and CNN are in possession of that footage, while people who are charged with crimes and complaints that reference that they disrupted this event aren't. This also shows that Nancy Pelosi had a premeditated awareness that this was a newsworthy event, that this was an event that she should have secured the Capitol. So she actually violated, she has a dereliction of duty as the Speaker of the House. And what you're going to see Liz Cheney, and I'll break it here, what you're going to see Liz Cheney push for, and what I think she'll find votes on the January 6th Select Committee, this is going to get me in big trouble, is Liz Cheney is going to suggest that there's something called the Take Care Clause in the United States Constitution that should prohibit Donald Trump from running again, and that we should use the 14th Amendment and the Take Care Clause to prevent Donald Trump from ever running for president again. Nancy Pelosi essentially doesn't have a Take Care Clause, but she is given jurisdiction over the U.S. Capitol grounds. That's why she makes that ridiculous comment about punching Donald Trump, because those grounds are hers. By the separation of powers, she controls those grounds. And so my story lays out all the receipts. I lay out how the Democrats deny that they want National Guard. Trump wants them to have National Guard. And here's an important distinction I want everyone to realize. Trump cannot order the National Guard to go onto the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. He can only pre-authorize it. He can authorize it. Not only did Trump authorize it, he recommended it, and he ordered his government to lean on the local government and to lean on the U.S. Capitol and make sure that the offer was seen in good faith and the offer was rejected. So thank God for Trump. We have a paper trail that Mayor Bowser and Nancy Pelosi did not want an event that was well coordinated. They did not want structured fencing. They didn't want to inform organizers about restricted area. They did not want a police presence to deter or direct traffic. They purposely set us up, and we've got the goods. And that's why Jim Hoff texted me. He said, Ali, your story was viral within 10 minutes. And so this is the case against Nancy Pelosi. It's the criminal case against Nancy Pelosi.
Well, and this is why when I look forward to midterms and just do 5 short minutes with me on the other segment, on the other side of this break, we can kind of get into your opinion on the midterms. I realize the Democrats are all in. And so we can sit here and look at all the anecdotal evidence all around us that there's set to be a red wave. Folks, you don't understand. They are all in. And they know if the Democrats lose Congress, their entire January 6th fraud is done. It's done, folks. You're going to have real Republicans get in there and launch their own investigation, not just into the January 6th committee, but then further digging into the evidence of why Nancy Pelosi stood down the National Guard, why she was able to get a documentary film crew in her office that day, and why the mayor of D.C. also stood down the D.C. police that day. Then you'll start to get the real questions. And they know the only reason they've been able to get away with this is because they have full control of the media. If the media covers this story, it's game over. But if the Republicans take back Congress and investigate the Democrats' involvement and the Fed's involvement in January 6th, not only is it game over, it's criminal investigation and charge time, folks. Everything hinges on this midterm election. That's why I'm betting the Democrats are going to steal it. We'll get Ali Alexander's opinion on the other side.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.